I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-Minute Reset. Today, I'm thinking about this concept of being addicted to strategizing all the time. And I love strategy. I grew up loving strategy, and that's kind of what I do now in my work. And I can apply that to almost anything. But sometimes I am too inclined to re-strategize, to rearrange the deck chairs, if you will, and to kind of constantly think about what could be different. And the reason why that's a problem is twofold. One, sometimes things don't need to be restructured, and I just do it because it's fun. The other thing is it robs me of actually spending my time working in the business rather than on the business. Sometimes I need to be satisfied with making the most of what I'm doing rather than thinking, what's next? Or how do I make some strategic change? I think it really is an addiction.
And you know, the ultimate success in any endeavor is that it leads to your joy. Joy is the big motive behind everything we ever do. God created us for joy, right? Heaven is a wedding banquet. Right? There's the end goal in mind, which is joy. If we're always strategizing and things are never good enough, then even if we succeed, we're not going to be able to rejoice in the stuff that God has us doing right now. And that's really, wow, that's the biggest failure of all, isn't it? The inability to rejoice.
Yeah, I think about the way I think about this is I've been on vacation, and on the last 2 days of the vacation, I'm thinking about planning my next vacation. And it's like I'm already robbing myself of living in that moment by trying to plan the next thing. And many people listening to this, if you're successful in your work, it's because you're good at planning, you're good at anticipating what's coming, and you're good at, you know, looking at having alternate plans if things don't go well. But sometimes that can actually become its own problem because it prevents us from just doing the thing we're meant to do in that moment. And I know that's something I've struggled with for a long time.
And you know, if you have an entrepreneurial brain that tends to always look for that next horizon, one of the strategic problems of that is you're going to be asking God, what's next? And can you please bless my next idea? Instead of, and this is one of the most fruitful things we could do as followers of the Lord, who we know that our business endeavors are actually part of how we're following him and fulfilling his plans for our lives. The biggest question we could ask is, God, what are you blessing already? And how can I get on board with what you want to do, with what you're already blessing? How can I stand under the torrent of what you have made fruitful? That's strategically one of the best things you could possibly do.
And that reminds me of why I struggle with gratitude, because I move on to the next thing so quickly, and I want to be more grateful.
Well, let's pray. Lord, help us to, even as we strategize and dream and we're entrepreneurs and all the things that you've built us to be, and boy, that's so fun, but Lord, help us to rest. Help us to rest in right where you are, right in what you're blessing, right here, right now. In your holy name, amen.
Amen.